First Sunday of Advent, Year C.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. See, the days are coming. It is the Lord who speaks. When I am going to fulfill the promises I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will make a virtuous branch grow for David, who shall practice honesty and integrity in the land. In those days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell in confidence. And this is the name the city will be called, the Lord our integrity. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, teach me your paths. Make me walk in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and will. The Lord's friendship is for those who revere him. To them he reveals his covenant. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another and the whole human race as much as we love you. And may he so confirm your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless in the sight of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his saints. Finally, brothers and sisters, we urge you and appeal to you in the Lord Jesus to make more and more progress in the kind of life that you are meant to live, the life that God wants, as you learnt from us, and as you are already living it. You have not forgotten the instructions we gave you on the authority of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and also with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, on earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamour of the ocean and its waves, men dying of fear as they await what menaces the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life. And that day will be sprung on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come down on every living person on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.